I'm glad that
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The future and what God's going to do in this ministry, and it's just been one day, one morning, and I feel like it's my hometown. You guys are amazing. And thank God for the church, the burden you have, and what I've seen in this man. We were just with him a short time, and it's just amazing the vision that he has. How many are glad that this church has a vision?
Amen.
And I pray that this message tonight will help you a lot in developing that vision for your ministry.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I want to talk to you tonight. Go to Philippians 2:13. I want an amazing subject, the power of one person. The power of one person. Look at Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you. One person. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to
this
do.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Do you realize that one life has power in it, not because that one life is powerful, but because if God Almighty is in that person, amazing things can happen. The creator of the universe is in that one person. And how many believe that God is powerful? Do you know he has placed one of the Trinity in us? Did you ever stop to think about that? One of the Trinity is in us. I heard, and I was shy growing up. If somebody would have said, you're going to be doing what
this
you do,
this is a demonstration
I would have
of Flip for Mac.
Totally collapsed. I would have never thought in a minute. My parents would have people over the house, and my head would be down like this, and I couldn't even speak to one person. But when I got saved, the Spirit of God came in that very moment. And when the Spirit of God comes in, how many believe he can change you? I heard somebody say once, you ought to be so filled with the Spirit, if a mosquito bit you, it would fly away singing, there's power in the blood. But the power that can happen
this is a demonstration
when one life
from
has
that.
The God who works in us to will and do, to will and do of his pleasure is just an amazing thought. So when you cut yourself down, you are cutting the Creator down. And suicide is murder because our lives aren't our own. We are, as you know, bought with a price. But one person that is representing the King has power. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Now the God of peace that brought again
this
from
is a
the
demonstration
dead, Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. So he wants to make us mature. He wants to perfect us. He wants to work in us. I preached a message in Sunday school, God can turn impossible to possible. And so he can take your one life with the God of creation working in it, and you'd be amazed what can develop. Now, understand this.
This
the
is a
God
demonstration of
the impossible
of
is living in us. We are finite. He is infinite. So the infinite God is wanting to will and do work through us. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I will cry unto the Most High, unto God, who performeth all things for me. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that we have a power in us. But what is this greatness of this power that works in us?
This is a demonstration of
Flip
for Mac.
Listen to this, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. You mean we have resurrection power in us? We have the power of the one that brought up Jesus from the grave living inside of us. The power of one life, because God gets the glory for it, is absolutely incredible. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you, one person, in you, will perform until the day
this
of Jesus
is a demonstration
Christ. Now, if we
of Flip
understand
for
who this God is, that actual God Almighty can work through us. Gideon downsized the army and won with 300 men. How come? Because it is God who works through one life. God slew a giant through one man. One man prayed fire down from heaven, and 400 prophets of Baal were defeated, and they saw the mighty power of God's hand. One man built an ark that was offered, and God saved his family.
This is
one
a demonstration
man the
of Flip for Mac.
The Red Sea to see the power of God drowning the Egyptians. Now, one God working in you makes an absolute majority. How many believe that tonight? One person can change a whole world when God does it in you. And I want you to understand how powerful this thought is tonight. It shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your
this
servant.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Serve. Boy, I'll tell you, the announcements tonight led right into the sermon. How many believe there's no accident? I got up to preach one time, and just before I preached, a guy got up and sang all 3 points of my sermon. It was amazing. And I had a message one night called Come and Dine, and a man got up and sang, not even seeing me at all, he got up to sing Come and Dine, the master call of Come and Dine, and that was my whole sermon.
This is a demonstration of
now, if you decide you're going to serve, you'd be amazed what will happen with one person deciding to serve. During the American Revolution War, a company of soldiers, by the command of the captain, were building a fort. And a bunch of heavy logs, and the men were having trouble lifting the logs. And the captain was a big bully, and he was bullying his soldiers. My grandmother could do this better than you, and on he went. And they could not get the log lifted. An old
this is a demonstration
a
of flip for Mac.
And the old man noticed how the captain was bullying the soldiers. He got off his horse, walked over to help the men lift the log. He said, why were you bullying your men? Because I'm the captain, that's why. He said, let me introduce myself to you. I'm George Washington. True story. True story. And we are to serve. We are not to be bullies, but we're to serve because we are representing a wonderful Savior.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I want you to really see this tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And by the way, I understand there's some service that needs to go on tonight, and so that is absolutely fine with me. Next time I come in,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
On a Sunday, hopefully we'll get back and get in the schools. How many would love to see that happen? Boy, I would love to get in these public schools and just give the light of the world to them. Now look at 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says this. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Remember there was nothing but darkness and God spoke and there was light and there was a whole creation. Has shined in our hearts.
This is a demonstration
of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Look at this next verse. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Did you see what I just saw? We have the treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What is he saying? He's saying that we have a treasure in earthen vessels to shine the light of the world to this world. The power
this is a demonstration of
one person who is a weak human instrument showing forth the light of the Creator is absolutely amazing. The Bible says our sufficiency of God is of God. The God who made the universe, the power of one. Helen Keller said, I'm only one, but I'm still one. I can't do everything, but I can do something. And because I can't do everything, I will not refuse to do something that I can do. I feel the pages of the Bible under my hand with special thankfulness. Truly the Bible.
This is a demonstration
of flip
for Mac.
Out of the dark. Christopher Columbus, the whole world was laughing at him, and he said, Scriptures inspired me to get the gospel to the heathen, and I knew I wasn't going to fall off the end of the earth, because it's he that sits on the circle of the earth, while many thought I was going to fall off the edge. How many believe God knew the shape of the earth? Because he made the earth. Now, think about this a minute. He said, I was going to get the gospel to the heathen, and I wanted to find a way to get to the world.
This is a demonstration of flip
for Mac. And that the earth wasn't round and so forth. Now, one person decided, I'm going to believe the Bible. One person decided, I saw the humanism of the schools, and I said, the kids aren't at fault. They're being brainwashed. Help me, Lord, to go in and unbrainwash them. For as by one man disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one, Christ, shall many be made righteous. Now, thank God that one person,
this is a demonstration
made a difference.
A flip for
and how many believe that? If he hadn't made a difference, you wouldn't be sitting there right now.
Amen.
In Chicago, a rescue team wanted to rescue a boat that had submerged in icy cold water. And one man was determined to rescue as many as he could. And he swam out and brought one to shore. Swam out a long distance, brought the second one to shore. Ice cold water. Swam out again, got 10 people.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He's in his hospital room, about ready to die, as the ice cold waters had destroyed his nervous system. He's on the bedside, next to the doctor. Did I do my best? I'd say you did your best. You saved 10 people, and you're giving up your own life. And he looked up and said, but did I do my dead level best? He said, I'd say you did your dead level best, and the guy smiled.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Hell is worse than ice cold water. Think about something. An 18-wheel truck hit a car full of teenagers at a place where I was ministering, and I saw 30 ambulance drivers at the scene of the wreck. Those 30 ambulance drivers, watch this now.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
At the scene of the wreck, knowing that some faces of some teenagers were stuck on the dashboard, began to use jaws of life. And I watched those ambulances. And I mean, it was like every second mattered. They weren't blowing bubble gum. They weren't telling the latest joke. It was life or death. And I watched those ambulance drivers passionately using every second to the most advantage.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Fighting among one another on, they're not doing it right. Yeah. Not one said to the other, I'm of Bob Jones, I'm of Temple, I'm of Hiles, I'm of this one, I'm of that one. They were working together. And as I saw them working together, I said, the power of one life unified as one lives, 30 of them, 30 individual lives are working together, and the power they had to
this
try
is
to
a
help.
Demonstration
now, when they were studying
of Flip
for Mac. Jaws of life, they probably sat in the classroom, looked at their watches, told the latest joke, yawned, but at the scene of the wreck, it was like life or death. You know what I believe? We are sitting in the classrooms in our churches, and we're not on the front lines. It's time we take what we're learning outside the church.
Amen.
The power of one person that decides, I'm going to do my dead level best. Why?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
There was a church. I couldn't get over this. The pastor, they tried so hard to get me to come into the public schools. And they said, we could get you in all of them. But on Thursday night, the gym was already used. Friday night, the gym was already used. But Wednesday night, it was free.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Because some of our people said, that's not prayer meeting night. And prayer meeting night takes place at our church auditorium. And I said, well, tell the folks that maybe just because we have the chance to get in the schools, and even though there's just one night open, it happens to be Wednesday, let's just make the Wednesday night service an evangelistic service and try to reach souls. Yeah. That's our prayer meeting night. And I got thinking, what are we praying for?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
If some people's house was burning down over here on Wednesday night, we're all kneeling and praying about things. A lady comes in the back door and says, my house is on fire! She's 85. She comes through the door and she says, I need some strength of some males. I need some men because my husband just fainted at the doorway. And the flames are getting closer to him, and I have no strength.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Burn his body. He has smoke inhalation. He fainted right at the doorway. I need help. We're praying. I need help! Well, we're praying. Maybe when we're done, we'll go over and help you get away from the flames. It's getting quiet. How many believe I should preach what
this
God
is
tells
a demonstration
me to,
of Flip for Mac.
Do you know what the problem is in America? It's not this world. It's the indifference and the apathy of the church. You say, that's not what I thought you would say, coming here as a guest. Listen to this. America needs revival, because the way we're going to get it is when one person says, I can make a difference. Every second that I have working with passion, when I'm not blowing the bubble gum and I'm not telling the latest joke, but it's right.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Of him that sent me. That's when things start happening. Go to 1 Samuel 17. Look at verse 45. 1 Samuel 17, 45. Boy, look at this. The power of one life. 1 Samuel 17, 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with
this
a sword.
This is a demonstration.
Help
flip for Mac.
But, how many are glad the buts are in the Bible? But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? God's being defied. Is there not a cause? I want God to use me. In other words, think about this. The power of his life, because God was behind him. Look at verse
33. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. Verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he will deliver me out of thy hand, out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. Now, how many believe it took faith, not cockiness, but it took faith in his God to say, God will deliver me?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
But the giants, God will deliver us. The power of one that recognizes this. And then verse 45, look at this. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. And look at it again, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Now, this is what I believe. His cause was that God was defied.
This is a demonstration
of flip for Mac. Look at verse 46, this day the Lord delivered. This day will the Lord deliver thee in my hand, and I'll smite thee, and take thine head from thee. And I'll give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth. Here it comes. That all the earth may know that there's a God in Israel.
Amen.
Thank God he's opened up a chance for me to say Jesus Christ, and this is what really motivated me. I'm in an office of an athletic director that said,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And in the process of the 30-minute conversation, he used the name Jesus over 65 times. I said, I guess they allow it in your office. Now, think about this. The name of Jesus is not a curse word. He's a precious name. And I said, God, I'm going to say it in every school because a lawyer and a governor and a senator told me I could say that Christ is my Savior as long as I don't force it on them during a mandatory assembly. When they come back to the Thursday night
this
rally,
is a demonstration of flip
but
for
during Mac. The daytime, I have to be understanding that they could get lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. So I have said in every school, a governor, a senator, and a lawyer told me I can't push it on you, but I'm glad to tell you, Jesus Christ, and you heard how I don't just say, I don't kind of quickly, I say, Jesus Christ, they think I'm swearing for a minute, is not a curse word, but he's my Savior, and I'm glad to say I'm a Christian. And you know there's power in his name? How many believe there's power in the name of Christ?
This is a demonstration of flip
people
for
Mac. People don't get mad when you get, when you know, and use anyone else's name? Yeah. Does anybody ever slam their finger and go, oh, for Buddha's sakes? Oh, Confucius. Oh, Dr. Shearer. He's heard that before. But you say, they never use the name of someone else. Why? Because Jesus confronts sin and he's God and they get convicted.
That's right.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
In nothing shall be ashamed, but with all boldness Christ shall be magnified in my body, the power of one, whether it be by life or by death. Let me not be ashamed of my hope, that you might be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, that you shine as lights in the world. And I'm thinking of what a monk did when he sat in a chair for 37 years, never got up from the chair, as penance to pay for his sins and the sins of his
brothers. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He never got up for 37 years. How many are glad Jesus paid it all? And you don't have to pay penance and sit in a chair for 37 years. He doesn't say, come out from among them. He says, in the midst. Now, he does say come out from among them and be separate, but he doesn't say come out from among them and be isolated. Are you with me? He said, go in the midst of them and shine as lights in the world. Boy, I'm telling you, we need to shine
this is a demonstration
in this world
flip from that.
As one person. Now, go to 1 Peter 2:9. Now, let me give you the balance of this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And I'll be finished. Look at chapter 2, verse 9. We ought to shine as lights in the world. In verse 9, it says this. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
A peculiar people, here it comes, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Did you see what I just saw? I had been called out of darkness into his light. Light?
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
Do you mean I'm supposed to turn on the light of the world to this world? We are to turn on the powerful light that God wants to shine in earthen vessels. A little girl was on the way home from church, and the mother said to her mom, Mommy, the preacher's sermon confused me. The mother said, why is that? The little girl said, well, he said of God that God is bigger than us. Is that true? She said, absolutely.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. Is that true? The mother said, yes. She said, if God is bigger than us and lives in us, wouldn't he shine through? The power of a God in heaven shining through earthen vessels is amazing to think about. What this will do to you is it'll get you to jump out of your bed in the morning and say, God has a purpose for my life, so I'm going to live on purpose.
This is a demonstration of flip
God's that. Got this purpose for me. And he knows every detail of my life and has thought about me so much. In the Psalm 139, we won't go to it, but it says, God has thought about you more than the sand. And how many believe the Bible is literally true? And if he says, I've thought about you more than the sand, you pick up one handful of sand and count the pebbles. But then say, count the pebbles of all the sand on the earth, and he's thought
this
about
you more than
all of that.
This is a demonstration.
He can do that with billions of people. If God has thought about us that much, and if he even thought about us that much before we were even in our mother's womb, Jeremiah, before I conceived you in the womb, I knew thee, and I formed thee, and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. Before you were even born, God knew Jeremiah.
This is a demonstration
of flip from that. And he thought about you before you went in your mother's belly and got formed. And I'm telling you, if we could really get it, how many believe this isn't just some figment of the imagination? When God says this, it's really true. Now, if we got a hold of that, we go out of here saying, my, the power of what God could do through shy little old me, who's weak and frail, I want to tell you something. Every life that has the Spirit of God in him ought to recognize the power of one life.
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
A pilot during the war could not release a bomb. He was a Christian man. And he tried to release the bomb, and he couldn't get it out. Because the circuits weren't working. Oh, listen to this. Years later, he found out why the bomb didn't drop. A whole bunch of missionaries were doing work right below him at the time he was going to drop it. How many believe our God knows everything? He's got a plan.
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
He planned your life before you existed. He's got a plan for you, and he's chosen you, and he's covered you in your mother's womb. And he's got this plan. Now, what's the biggest plan we could do? Let light shine, serve sinners. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered, but to minister. So real freedom in this life is to set myself free from the prison of myself. There's nothing worse than when I'm the center of my own life. I'm alive for him
this
to shine.
This is a demonstration
he's
of
called me
from
to outreach, not in reach. And what I'm amazed about is how our eyes sometimes get so focused on what we're bothered by. One church had a brand new carpet, and in the front was a worn mark. And the pastor told me afterwards, I said, how come this is worn in the front when the rest of the carpet is so beautiful and unworn? He said, I thought, well, maybe they use the altar a lot in the church.
This is a demonstration of flip for
men. They bought a new piano. Half the people wanted it on this side of the church. The other half wanted it over here. So on Sunday morning, to appease the babies, they have it here. And then they roll it across the carpet to the other side of the church for the Sunday night service. How many believe if there's a hell, we ought not be fighting over what side of the church to put here? Another church had a fist fight in the deacon's meeting because they couldn't agree whether to use Welch's grape juice or another kind of grape juice.
This is a demonstration.
My answer is
that.
Don't take communion.
Good idea.
Right?
Right.
He that findeth his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. There's no life when I'm on my mind, but the problem is everywhere I go, there I am. Right? But I got to lose myself, and God can't fill me until I empty myself. And so what we ought to say is, God, help me to empty myself.
This
when
is a
I'm
demonstration.
How in the world am I going to go to this next assembly? God, I've just played 50 games. I go to the next crowd. Guess what I do? I take them off the bleachers, and I lay them, the whole crowd, over a pit of fire, and I see those kids ready to fall into the flames, and all of a sudden I got strength for another game. The power of one life that decides the light of the world needs to be seen.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Two men came to me and said, we're from the Olympic team. And the way you cover that whole court, we'll let you play on the Olympics. And you can play one position and rotate. I said, that'd be like a vacation for me. But I said, I'm not interested. And they said, how come? I said, because I've got to get this message to this world. And when you join the Olympics, you have to take all this time out doing that, and the practicing is something more to life, and it's getting the message.
This is a demonstration
of flip
for Mac.
And I really believe, had I done that, God would have removed the ability. I had a man a few years ago say, I'm going to give you several million to have a movie made after what you do. You bet more games than anybody. Let's do I'll give the money that it takes to get a movie produced in all the theaters. And I got thinking through the night. The next morning I had to come up with a decision, and I thought of the ACLU. And I thought, wow, evangelist Bob Holmes, one-man volleyball team, all over America.
This
now
is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Evangelists coming to my school, preaching. I can't have that, and there wouldn't be a chance to explain it to them that when I come to your school, it's you know, a separate program that all see evangelist Bob Holmes. And I got thinking, I want to get in front of the kids. I want to keep getting in front of them. He said, well, and I said to him the next day, I'd just rather keep doing my message. Maybe when I'm older, we could do some kind of a documentary. But right now, I just want to keep getting in front of the kids. And it's when my money started getting
this
tough.
Is a demonstration
said, well,
of flip for Mac.
More than probably 10 or 15 or $20 million. And I thought, well, I could sure use that right now. But I said, and he said, well, let's just do it in a secular version. I thought, well, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And I'm not going to get a movie out there saying, with your own self-esteem, you can do it. And I said, I want the light of the world to know, to be seen in this. And again, that maybe God will give me a way to do that in the future. But right now, I just
this
want
is
to
a demonstration
face-to-face.
Of flip for Mac.
They come to the rally Thursday night, and then they come to that, and they hear the preaching of the cross, which is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it's the power of God. How many are glad God still uses preaching? And I prayed, God, this is tempting right now, but God, I'm just going to keep doing what you've called me to do in this arena. Now, let me tell you this. Here's hell described in the Bible. Anguish, blackness, bottomless pit, burned, condemned,
this is a demonstration
curses,
of
damnation, darkness, eternal fire, everlasting fire, flame, fearful, forever, furnace, indignation, judgment, perish, everlasting punishment, a pit, a place of suffering, torment, tribulation, unquenchable fire, wailing, weeping, wrath, lake of fire, horrible tempest, a place of sorrows, filthiness, where one's breath is a living flame, and where one begs for one drop of water. I said, there's something more important than the Olympics.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
To the world somehow. They've got to hear that Christ can be their Savior and come into their hearts. Now, I'm going to close by telling you what verse 9 says of 1 Peter 2. We have been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. How many believe I am to present the light of the world? In Him is no darkness at all. Oh,
this
you know
is a demonstration
happening,
of Flip for Mac.
America? I see people saying, well, the gospel just limps along till we give it credibility. In other words, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it sort of limps until I come on the scene. So how's that done? It's done when people copy the darkness to try to get the light out.
Good. Yeah.
One gospel.
This is a demonstration of
Flip for Mac. Christian sex symbol. The same girl said to a crowd, she said, I smell somebody smoking a joint. I'm glad you weren't affected by church peer pressure. She's one of the most popular singers in America in every Christian bookstore. So aren't you afraid standing alone against somebody who's that popular might diminish your popularity? How many believe if somebody is taking God's name and he's being defied,
this is a demonstration
when
God Flip for Mac
is being brought down to scum, I say my God is being defied. And there's a cause today like David and Goliath because God is being defied and the Goliath is, well, what you're doing isn't working because we have 5,000 in church and you have 120 people. Let me ask you something. Where in the Bible do you see that numbers means God's blessing? If numbers meant God's blessing, how many were at Philippi?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Please tell me. We must know because numbers are a sign of spirituality. How many were at Philippi? How many were at Corinth? How many were at Ephesus? How many were at any of the churches? Well, we don't know exactly what the attendance was. It does say 3,000 got saved and continued in the doctrine because God was trying to show us that when you get saved, you continue in the doctrine. But how many were in the local churches? I don't know. And you know what happens in America? It's the guys who
this
have
is a demonstration
who have
of Flip for Mac
all the conferences to preach, not the guys that are faithful in the small churches. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful, not big. Here's a church. The pastor has to do with Matthew 18 because it's in the Bible. How many believe it's in the Bible?
Well,
all right. Piano player maybe falls into sin and he has to exercise church discipline and she won't repent, so he brings it to two or three witnesses, still doesn't repent, brings it to the church.
This is a demonstration
okay,
of Flip for Mac.
I have to ask you to leave in hopes that you'll come back, in hopes that you'll repent and come back to the fellowship. And he does what Matthew 18 says, but now the church grows from 1,000 to 200 because 800 people didn't want to follow the pastor's leadership. 800 people said, I guess we'll just all pack our bags and go with the piano player.
Hello.
Now there's a church of 1,000 people down to 200. Now the church over here needs more tithers. Come on in.
This is a demonstration
of Flip
for Mac. Don't get
right with the people you came out. Don't go back to that pastor and get right because we need your offering. Now this church grows from 200 to 1,000. Oh, wow. You just had an amazing growth. We're going to have you at our National Growth Conference. The preacher who was faithful to the Word of God to do biblical lost his people, and nobody invites him anymore to be the preacher.
Right.
Can I ask you a question? How many believe we ought to please God and not man? Whatever happens,
this is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
Person who is doing what the Scripture says is what God counts to be fruitful and successful. Now, what are we seeing? I'm at an amusement park, and I'm playing volleyball at the roller coaster. I love to preach and play volleyball at roller coasters because people are thinking about death.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And I played 60 games in 3 days and preached between the roller coaster rides. And one guy came by my court dressed in black. He looked like Marilyn Manson. He had the black makeup, the black mean look, the chains in his wrapped around him. I said, pray that he gets saved because and finds out God's power is greater than the devil's. How many believe that? And the guy standing next to me said, he's not a state
this
worship.
Is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac.
Then it hit me. We've come to the place now where Christian singers think the gospel limps so much that we've got to look like a Satan worshiper to have some kind of authority with the Bible. Let me tell you something. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I believe the death, burial, and resurrection has enough power to save a man that you don't have to look like Marilyn Manson to reach people. Go into the average
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Trying to look mean like the nasty rock singers. And I got thinking as they look angry, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. What fruit do they have? What spirit is guiding them to look that mean? I'm in another place. And a group was singing Amazing Grace to 2,000 teenagers at a Bible college campus.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
The whole group started gyrating so that the girls were whistling at boys and so forth up front. They started doing some moves that would have made Elvis Presley look calm and mild. And I don't know if you knew it, but when Elvis Presley, whom nobody lets die, when he first came to our country, they wouldn't show him from the
waist down. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And now Christian singers are gyrating worse than Elvis did. And I had to preach after that. My sermon was going to be on God's holiness that night. And one of my points I made in the sermon was, if you see the holiness of God, you won't be whistling at a bunch of guys looking worse than Elvis up here. It got so quiet, you wouldn't believe. Worse than tonight.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
After it was over, the older college professors came up to me, started hugging me. Thanks for preaching that way. We used to have preaching here all the time, like that. Keep going. And the young guy came up ripping and snorting at me. We wouldn't have these 2,000 teenagers here if we didn't have this. I said, wait a minute. If God is holy, I'd rather have him be lifted up and have 50 people than him be brought down.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I'm in another Bible college. They had a monitor showing a picture on a TV monitor at a Bible college. And they were showing this girl that was gyrating and showing parts of her body that only her husband should see. And I said to the college professor, what's that? He said, that's the Christian MTV. It's called ZTV.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We pipe it into the dorms for our students to enjoy. I said, you pipe it in the dorm. I thought this. You pipe it in the dorms for the flesh of your students to enjoy. And I thought, what in the world has happened to us? Well, the gospel just limps along, and we just have to build credibility with it. In fact, Word Records said this. Who knows that what people are thinking when they write a song? Is somebody's song less Christian just because it doesn't have the buzzword?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And because I knew that what the people wanted, there it is. But a lot of those songs were less inspired than others. But boy, God has used some of our songs where we don't even mention Jesus or born again or all those buzzwords. And it won the double award. Buzzword, the name of Jesus.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. How many are glad his name is precious? And his name is not a buzzword. There's one guy here tonight that the more I preach on this subject, the angrier that person is looking, and until that person is smiling, I'm going on. Let me tell you this. Let me show you this.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Somebody said, well, they're doing it. Doing what? They're mingling light with darkness, and what that does is it puts out the light. When you try to marry darkness with light, it puts out the light. If God is light and in him is no darkness at all, and we're representatives of somebody who has no darkness at all, then we can't copy light with darkness. It squelches who he really is.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Romans 3:23 says this. Now let me show you how most people read this verse. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And what they're trying to show from that verse is that all men are sinners. Is that true, yes or no? But is it true that we read the rest of the verse kind of like it's not there? All sin, you're a sinner. But we never talk about
this is a demonstration
falling short of the glory
of
God. This is what convicts a person that all have sinned. In other words, when Satan fell, his name was Lucifer, and God kicked him out of heaven because of his pride. And he said, I want to be like the Most High. I don't want to bow down and look up to God. I want to be equal authority with God and be eye to eye. I'm a beautiful angel, and I'm tired of God getting all the worship, and I just want to have
this is a demonstration of Flip
for
Mac.
God kicked him out of heaven as fast as a lightning bolt, the Bible says. Now, if God kicked Lucifer out of heaven and he is music, don't you think he uses music to dethrone God? God kicked me out of heaven. I'm going to find ways to keep people from really, truly worshiping him. So I'm going to get behind the Christian music. That's why you might hear more demons at a Christian concert than a secular one.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I'm just going to pause and let it sink in. All men have sinned and fallen short of how high and holy and lofty he is. Here it comes. If Satan can bring God down to scum, one of them even said, the Holy Spirit helps me boogie.
This is a
Another
demonstration
one said, the Holy Spirit
of Flip for Mac.
In Playboy magazine. Holy Spirit? And so what happens is God is brought down to filth, and instead of all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, it's he's buddy-buddy with you. You can add him to your sin, and he's just another good idea for you. Just like the lapel pin used to say, try Jesus.
This
try
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Panasonic. Just try him out. How many believe a person doesn't just try God, they repent and turn to God? To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness. In other words, the turning from darkness to light is what makes somebody receive forgiveness. Instead of saying, well, God comes down on your level, and yes, he did come down to earth. Boy, am I glad God came down to earth.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for Mac. He heaven, homes repent or perish. But he said, I'm going to come down with 33 years and die the worst death known to man called crucifixion. Now, God came down to earth. How many are glad the gospel wasn't the Holy One standing up there and just screaming at us? How many believe God became flesh and dwelt among us? Think about this for a minute. If he became one of us, now he didn't lower any of his position. He was the God-man, the God-man. But I want you to know that he lived a sinless
life. This is
a
demonstration of
Flip for Mac. Undefiled, separate from sinners and made higher than the heavens. That's the one who ate with publicans and sinners. So there's a balance here. There's a holy God who never copied wickedness, and he came down to earth. And the whole sermon I preach, I didn't have time to give it tonight, it's called, If God Came Down to Earth, Why Can't We Be Down to Earth? Why can't I take a suit and tie off and go in a gym someplace and give him the answer and say it's not about God copying darkness.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Came down and was so spotless and sinless that he died in your place. The power of one life that says, I want God seen because he's been defied. I want God to use me. I want to be like the ambulance drivers at the scene of the wreck. Not sitting yawning in a classroom. I want to have that spirit of urgency.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Homosexuals were singing Silent Night, Homo Night at one concert. Instead of Silent Night, Holy Night, we get shocked and we say, I can't believe that mockery would happen like that. And when I hear how God is being defied and how people make fun of him, at another place,
I was in shock to hear about what a statement a rock group said.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We might let him ride in the trunk. The car got totaled. Everything was demolished except for the trunk. And a dozen eggs were still completely intact in the trunk. God will not be mocked. But the power of one saying, God, I don't want you mocked. I don't want you defied. I want to stand for you. Let's bow in prayer. Now, with your heads bowed and your
this
eyes
is a
closed,
demonstration
no music,
of Flip for Mac.
How many would say, in my generation, I know I'm seeing my God defied, even in Christian places. And I recognize it tonight with your illustrations about the TV monitor and about the way that singing group sung. And a gospel singing group saying, you know, I'm the number one symbol, sex symbol in America. How many of you would say, I am shocked that it's gotten that bad that Christians even feel like they have to look like a devil worshiper to get people saved?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
My God is defied like that. How many would raise your hands and say, I admit that? Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you would say, I want God to use me, the power of one, to stand alone if I have to, against what everybody else is saying so that God will use my life? Would you raise your hands? Now, if your hand is up now and you mean it, would you run forward without any hesitation? Just kneel at the front. And by coming, you're saying, I'm tired of
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The Holy Savior. And I want God to help me represent the perfect light of the world. I don't want some ungodly person having more guts to stand for perversion singing Silent Night, Homo Night, than I sing Silent Night, Holy Night. And I want to come forward here and say, by God's grace, I want my life to count, my one life. I want it to count for the King.
This is a demonstration
Pastor
of Flip for Mac.
Praise the Lord.